Why is it trending? Top three things trending and why. Raven, let's start with hashtag BBMA. The Billboard Music Awards were trending last night because they were on.
Yeah.
Drake, Olivia Rodrigo, Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, all winners. But for the most part, it was pretty uneventful, which in today's age means that no one got assaulted on stage.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. But the one thing that had people confused is when Machine Gun Kelly said this.
I wrote this song for my wife. You're too good for me. I'm too bad.
Remember, he's only engaged to Megyn Kelly. So did they magically get married and not tell anybody in one of their weird blood ceremonies when they drink each other's blood? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, when he asked her in Puerto Rico, there were some questions down there whether or not it had happened down there or whatever. Or they had done it. So I don't know. Yes. They feel like soul wife and husband.
Well, I agree with
soul
that.
Soul wife. We don't need a legal document.
But then he said this, too.
And this is for our unborn child.
What? Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, why? Your unborn child? You're telling your unborn child to go to sleep? They're not even born yet. What are you talking about?
I didn't even know that they were pregnant.
Well, nobody does.
Okay.
And it's not confirmed, so they don't know. Is this like an announcement? Like when Beyonce rubbed her belly at the Grammys and showed everybody she was pregnant, that was her announcement?
Or him just saying, right, yeah, we're going to do this because I'm so in love with her.
One day we're going to have a baby.
Yeah, we're going to have babies.
I have no idea. Nobody knows.
It's going to be great.
But on a sadder note, Britney Spears was also trending over the weekend because she made an announcement with her fiance, Sam Asghari, that they had lost their baby. She had miscarried. And she said that she should not have said anything so soon. But, you know, you get excited, you get caught up in the moment. And it's terrible.
It's too bad.
Also trending, blood moon. Most of North America saw the blood moon last night. Why is it called that? Here's a science lady from the internet explaining.
It's called the blood moon. We take a look at the sun's rays as they head towards Earth. They get scattered and they're going to form a shadow. And what's going to happen is the atmosphere will scatter out that blue light, but the red light remains.
Yeah.
I'm no more educated now than I was.
It just looks red.
Ago,
it looks red. It looks red. So it looks red, and it's the thing is that it only happens.
Yeah, thanks. You're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah, just move on.
But I don't know why they call it, like, why do they have to go so grotesque? Like, there's so many other things that are red besides blood. Like,
apple moon?
The strawberry moon. Wouldn't that be beautiful? Like, you're excited to see the strawberry moon. You're not excited to see the blood moon, right?
Not everybody loves strawberries.
Well, I mean,
what if you're allergic?
But still, they're lovely.
I'm just saying.
All right. Well, it lasted 1 hour and 25 minutes, so it was a really long time for a lunar eclipse. And if you had a chance to see it, then congratulations to you. Also trending, Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam's drummer has COVID, so he had to bow out of a show. So high school senior Kai Neukerman got in touch with the band, offered to step in, and they took him up on it.
Wow.
Everybody, this is Kai.
And then he got up there and he just rocked it. He really did an incredible job. And I can't imagine being like a high school senior and actually having an opportunity like that and doing such a great job, that amount of pressure.
You know what? I mean, whether you're a fan or not, I mean, that's a cool opportunity, right?
Yes.
Because once he gets in there, he's 18. It shows him an edge of the business that he would have never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
He's certainly going to make some friends. Everybody in his town, he becomes a legend in that area. So anything that he's working on musically brings them up too. So it kind of creates a wake of goodness behind him.
Well, also,
look at you, Pearl Jam, doing something cool.
But it's also a learning experience, too, for a lot of kids. Because sometimes, like I always say, just go in the door. Just knock. Just call. Just text. Just DM. Because you never know who's going to say, yeah, you know what? You got some time? Come up on stage with us. Why not?
Cool idea. Maybe he stays sick for a couple weeks. They do this in a couple other places, huh? That'd be all right.